happy that it's been kept intact. One of my cousins recovered it actually from a woodshed where the one it had been handed down to the eldest son several times, and the widow had left it in the woodshed, and he went to have a look, and he said he'd buy it from her. So she said yes, okay, and all she wanted was enough money to go around Australia on a bus trip. So he bought it from her, and he set it up in his motel in Queensland, and he's handed it on to the Immigration Museum. And so we're all very happy about it, and we're going to have a get-together this Saturday afternoon.
Isn't that great?
Yes, there's over 100 people coming.
Wow. Wow, so he's obviously developed lots of connections and strands of his ancestry.
Yes, that's right. It's yes, I've done a fair bit of research into my family because there was a bit of a mystery where they came from. They actually, they left Europe before Germany was a country. It was a place called the Kingdom of Westphalia. It was under Napoleon, and they had trouble there with the French, and then the next thing was the Prussian king, and he was attacking their church. They were called the Hanover Artisans. They went around doing Baroque architecture in Europe for the rich to showcase their wealth. In the Bremen Town Hall, there is a winding spiral staircase, which was built by the Hanover Artisans. And anyway, they decided, they got a call from Brazil, Pernambuco, which is was run by the Portuguese. The Portuguese had conflict with the Dutch. The Dutch had been there for about 30 years and destroyed the town of Olinda before they left. The Portuguese wanted to restore the town, so they asked the Hanover artisans to come there and do their same work, restoring the town. It's a very beautiful place, I believe. Anyway, they were there for about 15 years, and there was trouble because these Portuguese were slave masters. And at the time, there was the English had passed anti-slavery laws, and the Brazilian coast was being blockaded by the Royal Navy. Anyway, there was a ship going by from Liverpool called the Laura. It had lost its top sails, and it pulled into Recife, which is the port, and they got on, and they brought this spiral staircase. It's a miniature one, about a metre high, and it's made out of Brazil wood, which is the wood from Brazil, very precious wood. It's the same properties as our red gum. So they came on to Sydney, and this ship was actually on its way to San Francisco to the gold rush over there in 1848-49. They got off the ship in early 1850, and they established a workshop in Sydney building billiard tables, etc. Then they got a call from Bendigo, or Sandhurst at the time, to come over and do their Baroque work in Sandhurst. So there's several buildings still remaining that have their work, the City Family Hotel staircase, the Forest Street Methodist Church, and the Camp Hill Primary School.
Wow. And did he ever end up building a full-scale staircase to this model design?
I don't know. Probably would have. And there's a book being published by the German Historical Society, edited by Frank Cusack, and on page 98 and 99, it's got a list of all the buildings. Varland, you know, who designed the fountain in Bendigo, Varland's buildings, and these people worked with Varland, and so there's a huge list. I know they built the common school at Kangaroo Flat, which is not used as a school, I don't think, anymore.
So you're obviously very interested in your great-great-grandfather, Henry Munzel, and his work and his history, Colin?
Yes. He was called Franz Heinrich, but when he got to Australia, he changed his name to Henry, anglicised it. And, so I became interested and been over to Germany several times, and my son followed me over there, and he actually worked there for 3 years as a teacher.
Mm. But this model was actually made in Brazil?
Brazil. It was built in Brazil. It's a miniature, and it's a double spiral, and it's about a metre tall, and he also built a magnificent glass case to put in. It's presently in the possession of the Museum of Victoria, and they've got it in a looks like a bulletproof glass thing, because I think they take good care of all the artefacts they get, and there's insurance and security and all that sort of stuff. It's a very good situation.
And what did he actually, once he got to Sandhurst, as you say, or Bendigo as it is now, what did he use this staircase for? Or what did he do with it?
Oh, that was an example of his workmanship. Like, a lot of craftsmen did this. He was a master, a French polisher and master woodworker, cabinet maker, etc. And they made models years ago of their work. And some people even, they'd make a small house to demonstrate what their house was like. That was an apprentice job, usually, to show people what they could do.
And so he would use this as a, this is an example of what I can do inside your property?
Yes, and the message had spread wide. These people, the Hanover artisans, they went throughout Europe doing their work. They were well known, and it obviously spread throughout the world because they were called over to Brazil, and then they got word of it in Sandhurst.
Do you know of any descendants who have followed on with that skill and become carpenters or cabinet makers or joiners or anything?
For three generations, they were master craftsmen.
Mm.
But then one descendant went across to Perth, and the people over there, they went across, and he's still involved in woodcraft. But a lot of the knowledge has been lost. However, some of the people are taking interest in it again. I know my son, he was very clever with woodwork and music and art. See, it's an artistic gift that they've got.
Mm.
So it must have been handed to him. Mm.